reached the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to another new edition of your weekly PDGA Radio News. I'm Steve Kaczynski, here to run down the past week's disc golf news, tournament results, and much, much more, including, of course, a preview of the National Tour event in Florida with the Sunshine State Shootout taking place this weekend. We'll also cover the player ratings update that took place earlier this week for PDGA members. I'll talk about who should be considered the disc golf player of the decade and how you can help decide it. And we also have some other interesting stories all related to disc sports in one way or another coming your way on this week's edition of PDGA Radio News, which is for March 26th, 2010. Many of you are already aware, but yes, the PDGA National Tour is back in action this weekend with its second stop of the season for the Sunshine State Shootout in beautiful Ocala, Florida, hosted by Mike Barnett and Sun King Discs. They'll be hosting many of the world's top players for three rounds on the Pine Oaks Golf Course and Ocala Greenway Disc Golf Course. Takes place Friday through Sunday with a final round for the lead card Sunday afternoon. If you can't be in Florida to follow the action live in person, don't forget you can also follow the enhanced live scoring, reporting, and other multimedia coverage from PDGA Media all weekend long. It's just like you're there. Just go to PDGA.com, where you can also check out a preview video and an interesting preview story about the Sunshine State Shootout, all to help you further enjoy the experience, which is the PDGA National Tour's return to Florida with the 2010 Sunshine State Shootout. Other disc golf events being held throughout the country this weekend, which is March 27th through the 28th, include the 15th annual Texas State Championships, hosted by the Houston Flying Disc Society. This year features a full field and some big names staying in town to take part, such as Jay and Des Redding, Eric McCabe and Liz Lopez expected to compete, and many other local pros all looking for a piece of the $5,000 in added cash. More information can be found from PDGA.com or TexasStates.org. B tiers, though, on the schedule for this weekend include the Dutch Open. It's overseas in the Netherlands. The Feather River Open is in California. Sharando Spartan is in Virginia. The Franklin Open in Kentucky. And we also have the Oklahoma, an event there for the 11th annual Duncan Lake Hill Climber Open. Other international events scheduled for Germany and the United Kingdom, and C-tiers in the States. You can choose from the Sioux Passage Open in St. Louis, the Endicott Open, also in St. Louis, or the Gem City Challenge in Dayton, Ohio. Party at the Ponds in Ypsilanti, Michigan. North Carolina has the Coastal Plains Open. The Magic City Masher is in Birmingham, Alabama on Saturday. And there are at least a dozen more sanctioned events all listed on the PDGA calendar. So check it out from PDGA.com. Make your plans to play or watch one of them this weekend, or at least as soon as you can. So maybe someday you'll hear your name on the weekly rundown of tournament winners. That's here on PDGA Radio next. And here we are at your weekly rundown for the winners from last weekend's PDGA tournament action, which covered March 20th and 21st. It's headlined by the Pros Tournament in Orangeville, California for the St. Patrick's Classic. There, Josh Anthon wins by 4 for the men, and Carrie Berlegar takes a 10-throw victory over Valerie Jenkins on the women's side. The closest battle there for the weekend is in the Masters division, where it went down to a playoff between Patrick Brown and Mike Loya, who, despite struggling some during the final round, had enough to hold on during the extra hole, earning himself the win over Brown. Elsewhere, Johnny McRae found himself winning by 8 in Florida at the Melbourne Open. Eric McCabe won in Kansas over Crispin Carrasco at the Dynamic Discs Open. Ross Brandt won in Wisconsin at the Ohauser Spring Opener. And Matthew Blakely won in Michigan over Damon Stalin. For a complete list of results, including those from the C-tiers and many of the other tournaments all from this past weekend, or those in the distant past. Don't forget you can access them all from PDGA.com. It's your complete disc golf information headquarters.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
Well, welcome back. The first issue of Disc Golfer Magazine has been shipped now for this year and should already be at most of your PDGA members' houses, or will be in the mailbox soon. But if you haven't had a chance to read it yet, or aren't a member or subscriber to Disc Golfer Magazine, here's a summary of what's inside this issue. It'll feature a full preview of the 2010 National Tour season, profiles of more than 30 pro players, both domestically and internationally, all over the disc golf world. Tips on forehand and 360 drives from some top pros. And they'll take a look back at the previous decade of disc golf history. Those stories, much more, all within 60 and more full-color pages of Disc Golfer Magazine, the official publication of the PDGA. You can order your copy from PDGAstore.com, your local disc golf retailer, or you get a free subscription by becoming an active PDGA member. Well, so who was Player of the Decade from 2000 through 2009? That question was posed to the PDGA staff by Disc Golfer Magazine's managing editor Rick Rothstein towards the end of last year. Started a series of conversations on how one would go about making such a determination. So to help answer the question of Player of the Decade, they needed some statistics. They compiled them all, including total cash won, event participation, titles won, depending on largest and most prestigious events, all broken down by tier. And even after those statistics compiled, what did it lead them to answer? Well, it actually gave them more questions than answers. Is total cash won more important than winning percentage or average cash? Are majors more important than a player's rating? How do we compare the Road Warriors versus a player with a more restricted tour schedule? Well, even then, after consulting an expert panel, no clear decision has been determined. So now it's up to you. And a poll from PDGA.com. It's for any disc golfer or PDGA member to help determine who the true Player of the Decade should be. But it is important to remember the PDGA will not be naming any official Player of the Decade or giving any official award, just for fun and to help spur debate, a little bit of conversation among members to decide who is the Player of the Decade. And also maybe what you feel the most important factors are. The poll and results there on PDGA.com. Also a more detailed article in the current issue of Disc Golfer Magazine. The discussion going on in the PDGA discussion board. So who's it going to be? Ken Climo? Barry Schultz? Maybe some other top men? Or for the women? Tough battle. Juliana Korver dominated early in the decade. Des Redding controlled the middle. Or was it the late charging Valerie Jenkins? It's all sort of up to you. Decide. PDGA.com. Vote for the Player of the Decade today. Well, the PDGA has produced their first update of the year for the members' player ratings. The new list for the men shows Ken Climo on top with a 10.36, 2 points ahead of Dave Eldberg and Josh Anthon. For the women's, it shows Valerie Jenkins on top with a 9.63, ahead of Des Redding's 9.55 and Sarah Stanhope at 9.49. Currently 131 players on the men's side with ratings of at least 1,000. Those numbers will typically increase later in the year as more and more members get around to renewing their memberships. For the women, 35 players are over 900. The next ratings update has been scheduled for May 4th. It will include any tournaments that have submitted their reports to the PDGA office before April 20th. The world ranking should also be updated soon to reflect these latest player ratings and the results from the Memorial. We'll hopefully have those on next week's edition of PDGA Radio.
Are you a PDGA member? Do you know what that is of being a PDGA member? Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com.
Welcome back here to PDGA Radio News, where we'll take a look around the disc sports world. And the Ultimate Players Association, the national governing body for the sport of ultimate here in the U.S., has announced that the 2010 UPA Division III College Championships will be held this year in Appleton, Wisconsin, from May 22nd through the 23rd. The inaugural UPA Division III event will be held at the USA Youth Sports Complex and hosted by SNK Ultimate Events and the Fox Cities Convention and Visitors Bureau. It's the first year the Division III event will be officially conducted by the UPA. More than 100 Division III teams will compete in UPA College regular season this spring. After competing at their respective sectional tournaments in April, the teams will be ranked according to their overall season record. Top-ranked team in each of eight regions will then earn a bid, with the last eight bids awarded to the top eight teams remaining in the national rankings. Teams from colleges or universities with fewer than 7,500 students are eligible to qualify for Division III status. Since 2006, an independently operated Division III championship was held each year, but finally organizers worked with UPA to get the D3 event incorporated into the UPA structure. This year's event will feature pool play on the Saturday, followed by elimination brackets and the championship games in each division on Sunday. The following week, then, in Madison, Wisconsin, May 28th through the 31st, UPA will be holding its 2010 college championships for all other U.S. and Canadian colleges. Now for this week's strange but true story from the world of disc golf. We'll be heading to St. Thomas, Ontario, Canada, for a story found in their Times Journal about a 28-year-old unnamed man who was stuck in a tree at the Sunset Drive Disc Golf Park. He, luckily, not a disc golfer, going after his lost disc. Instead, maybe unluckily, was a motorized paraglider. Said he was caught in unstable winds and flew himself into the trees about 40 feet off the ground so he would avoid the impact with the much harder ground. It took almost 2 hours before the man was finally freed by a local utility company, then taken to a local hospital. Police say no charges are expected to be filed. That has been your PDGA Radio News Update for March 26, 2010. Again, I'm Steve Kaczynski, reminding you to check back again next week. We'll do it all again with results from the Sunshine State Shootout and more.
Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.